This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is January 23rd. Double R in the building. What's up, homie? NFL prop bets. Haven't heard from you in a while. First off, Happy New Year, my guy.
Happy New Year to you, man.
Yes. So, me and Mr. MOB did a rapid reaction about the Super Bowl. So, real quick before we get to the prop bets, what are any thoughts that you had leading into the Super Bowl?
Man, really? As we go into the Super Bowl, I want to talk about this. I want to see, I hope they have this prop bet. Is the ball going to be over 12 or under 12?
Well, they got something like that. So I think they have something related to deflated gate and the deflate gate. Real quickly, does this affect Brady and Belichick's legacy to you?
Yeah, they need to be fine. They're doing every little way to get an edge. So, yes, But they have to win this Super Bowl. If they win it, people still going to talk about y'all cheated. If they lose it, people going to still say about Spygate, y'all ain't won no Super Bowl like Spygate. So right now, it's like they're in a no-win situation.
Prop bets are some of the funnest bets in the game. So we probably going to talk over and under for the game closer to game time. But right now, some of the prop bets are some of the quirky things. Or for people who don't know, prop bets are just Vegas's way. They're a money grab. They just bet on stupid things, funny things. And some of the prop bets are really cool. And so it's fun to talk about some of the prop bets and see what are the overs and unders or what are the payouts for those. And we're going to say some of the ones we like. And we're going to give you a betting suggestion. You ready, my man?
Oh, yeah, always.
Anywhere we find an interesting prop bet, we're just going to throw it out. We're going to talk about it for a minute. Then we're going to say whether you should bet or shouldn't bet. And if you should, we're going to tell you which way we would bet if it was our money.
This is going to be very fun.
So the first prop bet is the coin toss. Heads or tails? It's all heads. So then the second.
if you guys out here listening, you can't go wrong with betting all head.
All head. All right, so another prop bet we like. Will Marshawn Lynch grab his crotch after scoring a touchdown in the game? Plus 400 says yes, minus 600 says no.
I think he will. I would take that bet.
So that means for every dollar you bet, you win four.
Uh-huh. So they're saying two. Now Marshawn Lynch will score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so it's implied if you bend that, then you're going to apply that he scores a touchdown. So then that's going to get further down the line. If he does score a touchdown, then we'll have to talk about his odds of being MVP, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you bend that bet, you're essentially hedging that he's going to be the MVP. Or at least have a good chance for the MVP.
He's going to score, so you will be betting that he'll score a touchdown. So I will take that. He's at least score one touchdown in the game.
So if you bet he scored a touchdown, then you kind of, indirectly, you may not be saying he's the MVP, but you'll be saying at least he's the MVP candidate, right? Because it's several.
You're right.
It's several other bets that go off that bet. So then, you know, we'll get more to some of the other props, but, you know, they normally have who score first, how they score. So if you say Marshawn Lynch score, you might as well kind of try to sneak and get extra money and say he'll be the first one to score. He'll be the MVP. Some of the other bets that can fall in line off of that bet. And you were asking about the deflated balls. One of the questions is, how many times do they talk about the deflated balls during the game? And the over and under is 2.5.
I think it's over.
Yeah, I was going to say that's easy money. They're going to talk about that at least 4 or 5 times. Two interesting prop bets off Bill Belichick is, what color hoodie will it be? It's 1-2 gray, 7-4 blue, 7-1 red. So basically red is the highest odds, meaning most people don't expect him to wear red. So what type of hoodie do you think he'll wear?
I'm going with the red, because if he wear the red, he's going to win me the most money. But I'm thinking he'd normally wear the gray, but I'm putting my money with the red.
Red is big money in this case. I think I go with blue. 7-4. That's a pretty fair. You win money by playing money. So you win what? $1.50 for every dollar you get. $1.25 for every dollar you get. I go with blue. I think that's the safe bet. That's the bet that'll win you the most money. What will Bill Belichick hoodie type be? Sleeves or the sleeves cut?
I think sleeves. Then again, it's in Arizona, so could be a little hot up there. I'm still rolling with the sleeve, though.
That's where the money is. If you go with the sleeves, it's +110. So I say sleeves cut, because it's going to be the smart way to bet this is to look at the weather, right?
True.
So, you know, if you are betting this, look at the weather. But just my gut feeling, it'll be sleeves cut off, because he always does. But I always like this prop bet. It says, who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his interview? 3-2 teammates, 5-1 God, 15-2 fans in the city, the coach 12-1, family 12-1, owner 12-1. Does not mention any of the above, 2-1.
Damn, I'm thinking the smart bet, they probably mentioned God first. Because they did it at last game. At the Seahawks win, they mentioned God.
But it's the Super Bowl MVP, so first, the question is, who you think is going to be the Super Bowl MVP?
I'm thinking either Russell Wilson or Tom Brady.
So you saying the quarterback, because last year was one day Wagner who was the Super Bowl MVP.
Was it?
It was the linebacker. I want to say it was Bobby Wagner.
Okay, I can't remember. I'm thinking this year going to be a quarterback to win it. So I'm thinking they will mention God. I'm taking that bet.
So let's use your rationale. If Tom Brady wins it, it's not God. It's going to be teammates.
You think so?
Yeah. If it's Tom Brady, actually, if it was my money, if it was Tom Brady, I would bet between teammates and fans and city. I would think it's those two. Well, no. Because of what he's going through now, because of the deflate gate, he may throw God in there, but my bet money would be fans in the city first and then teammates second. Plus, that pays the most money, too. Well, second most money.
I don't think he going to throw God in there for all that he's going through.
Yeah.
To try to get the heat off of him.
That may be true. If it's Russell Wilson, who do you think he says? Because you said it could be either one of those two. If you think Russell Wilson is the MVP, who you think
so? Definitely God, because he said it last game. God is good. We kept fighting.
I say this. Depending on how they win is how much he used God. If they blow them out, I don't think he say God.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, though. But that's for another...
Yeah, that's for another podcast. But I'm just saying, if you don't think it's going to be a blowout, then he says God. If it's a blowout, he doesn't say God. What color Gatorade will be poured on the winning coat?
I'm thinking yellow.
Yellow is +350. That's actually a good bet. The highest one is green, +1,000. Purple is +800. Red is +750. Blue is +750. Clear is +400. Orange is +150.
That's a good. Who come up with these bets?
It's fun. Me, you. Which one did you say?
I think yellow.
Yellow +350. I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at blue and purple. I really eye purple at +800. I think I will go with purple.
Well, that's slim to get the purple. I ain't never seen the purple Gatorade pulled on.
Hey, that's how you get the most money though. Total passing yards, we're going to do it for each quarterback. Tom Brady, it's simple, over and under. It's Tom Brady over and under. The over and under for Tom Brady is 262.5 yards.
I'm thinking he'll be under. It's going to be a very defensive stingy game, so.
I think he goes over.
You do?
Yeah. We'll talk more about it in another podcast, but I think he goes over. The over and under for Russell Wilson is 220.5 yards.
I'm thinking that's under two. Russell Wilson throw for 150.
I'm thinking that's under two. When I first looked at that bet, I said that's going to be under rip.
Hey, Russell Wilson all day under on that one.
All right, another prop bet. Will it be mentioned that Pete Carroll was the head coach of the Patriots? Yes. If they say yes, +110. No, -150.
I'm taking that yes plus them 110.
I agree with you. I think they mentioned it, if nothing else. He was the coach right before Belichick, right? So, in a sense, if he never got fired, the Patriots would never got started. Put your money on that. Who will another prop bet, who will Barack Obama pick to win the game? Seattle is minus 140, New England even.
I'm thinking Barack rolling with the defending champs, Seattle.
Yeah, that clown never really goes out on the limb when he make those little fake sports predictions. I remember I was looking at, a lot of times he do it with the NCAA. Man, I was looking at that, man, he always go with the same for Duke, Kansas, whoever the good, great teams are, Kentucky. He never adds any spice to it, so.
So you saying he don't have no balls?
Yeah, he ain't got no balls.
He ain't tricking the upset.
He goes Seattle all day, so you definitely playing the losing game in that one. Total TD passes by Tom Brady. Over 2, plus 120. Under 2, minus 150.
I think he might get over 2. I think I'm stick with over 2.
That's where the money is. So Vegas is agreeing with you when they saying this is a defensive stroke. The under 2 is minus 150. Without telling what I think is going to have the game, I'm going to go over 2. Total rush yards by LeGarrette Blount in the game. The over and under 62.5.
You said the total rush yard what now?
By LeGarrette Blount.
What is it?
62.5.
Oh, man. I'm thinking under. I don't think he'll have a big game like he did. He might just do get sick. I don't know. I'm thinking under, though. LeGarrette Blount go out there and be smoking weed before the Super
Bowl. Oh, yeah, he do nigga shit. He look like a nigga from the 1800. I think he get over 62.5 yards. Total rushing yards by Russell Wilson. 40.5.
It might be them. He might go under. I don't think he rush for. They don't let him rush for that much.
I agree with you. I got him going under 2. Total rushing yards by Marshawn Lynch, 92.5.
I think that's accurate.
So you think he get over? You think he get over 92?
Yeah, I think he get 100.
So Dublock, what you saying? If you think he get 93, and you think he get 100, and you think he get a touchdown, you need to be betting a lot of prop bets with Marshawn Lynch. You should be betting. Just listening from what you said, you should be betting his MVP, which we'll talk about. Him scoring the first touchdown.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. First touchdown.
Oh, you have him getting the first touchdown?
Yes.
Okay.
If he scored a touchdown, he's going to be your first one. He's going to do like he did last year, score the first one of the game.
Okay. You putting a lot of stock into Marshawn Lynch.
Hey, he beast mode.
So, it's a couple of – we're going to go from now for a couple more fun cross-sport bets. So – these are normally bets for people who don't know where you take whatever's going on with the Super Bowl and cross it over with another sport, most likely basketball. But sometimes they use other sports too. So this prop bet is saying, will Marshawn Lynch have more receiving yards than Dwayne Wade have more points in the game?
No. Only way that happened is Dwayne Wade don't play the next day.
Well, no, it's going to probably be the same game because they normally do the game that played during the Super Bowl.
No.
I take Dwayne Wade points. So you take Marshawn Lynch receiving yards.
I don't think he'll have more than Dwayne Wade. I take Dwayne Wade.
Oh, I agree with you. I take Dwayne Wade points, too. I think Marshawn Lynch may have like 15 receiving yards and Dwayne Wade have points. 20.
Dwayne Wade going to score 25 or better.
Yeah, and then even so – if you look at Seattle or what I seen in Seattle, they aren't really a dump off the Marshawn Lynch team. Russell Wilson going to take off running with the ball before he really dump it off to Marshawn Lynch like that.
Marshawn Lynch will drop a lot of them too.
Yeah.
They use more of Turbitt.
Yeah, they were going to say in those cases, they get throw the ball to Turbitt. He they third down back, right? So when they use Marshawn Lynch, it's either pounding him or play action, right? So.
Yeah.
Who will have the higher on February 2nd? Will Carmelo Anthony have more points than the Patriots on February 2nd?
No.
You think the Patriots score more than Melo?
Melo, yes. No, I take that back.
You know, Melo, he going to put down 25. You can put him down for 25. Easy.
Melo ain't been playing, but yeah, I think Melo will have more points than the Pacers because it's probably going to be, I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game like that.
I think the Patriots have more points than Carmelo. I think I'm telling pretty, I think I'm basically indirectly giving my pick, but.
Yeah, you are.
I think they score more points than Carmelo. So, which player would score the first TD in the game? Marshawn Lynch. Hold on, I'm finna read the odds. Marshawn Lynch, 11-2. Gronkowski, 13-2. LeGarrette Blount, 9-1. Edelman, 10-1. Brandon LaFell, 12-1. Russell Wilson, 12-1. Doug Baldwin, 12-1. Jermaine Kearse, 14-1. And it just gets higher and higher from there. A couple of other ones. Ronnie Turbin, 25-1. Brandon Bowman, 30-1. Tom Brady, 35-1. The field is 15-2, meaning everybody else. And then it'll say no TD scored in the game, 125-1. Who you think scored the first touchdown in the game?
I'm going Marshawn Lynch. Beast mode.
Hey, you might well take all your money to go to Vegas and just cash in on him. If he have a good game, you made a ton of money.
With the gold cleats and all.
I think Seattle scores the first touchdown. I actually think they throw for the first touchdown.
So who you saying, Doug Baldwin?
Jerome Kirk. Give me Jermaine Kearse.
Oh, boy, that's a long shot. Now. If you hit that, you cast out, ain't it?
Out here is my bet between Jermaine Kearse and Luke Wilson. Which one will have more, Tom Brady 2015 Super Bowl or his 2012 Super Bowl? In 2012, he had 276 yards. So we already did the type of bet like this earlier. I said he was going to go over, I think it was 262 or something like that. I say he's going over. So I say he's going to have more,
I said he under, I think.
You bet he has more passing yards in 2012 than he does today.
Correct.
So I'm basically what I'm betting is I said he's going to have 263 yards. Is he going to have more than 276 yards? NFL today, yeah. I think he barely gets over. I think he gets 280. I don't think he gets too much more over 280.
That's a bold bet. And so basically you bet with the Patriots. That's what it sounds like with you.
To some degree.
So you think it's more going to be a high power offense with the Patriots?
I think offense is going to win this game. I think that the difference between this year, and not to tell too much, you're going to see the difference between Peyton Manning and Denver Broncos and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And I think the difference is going to be coaching.
I hope you ain't fooled by the performance last week that they put up them 40-something points.
No. I mean, I think we even talked about it. Me and you and Mr. Mo be on the podcast, dude. We had technical difficulties on. I wasn't believing in Indianapolis anyway. I think they were just wasted time, wasted money. They're still below. Denver was the only one. Denver and Baltimore were the only two who challenged the Patriots. Once those two were gone, they can cakewalk in. With that being said, on a neutral field, I don't think it's too many teams who can beat New England. Even though Seattle is the type of team that beats New England on a neutral field. I think there's too much determination on New England's end. And I don't, right now, gun to my head, I say offense wins this game. But I haven't learned anything from last year because last year defense won the same type of game. Another prop bet that we didn't talk about was that how many times were they showing Tom Brady's wife?
Twice.
You think so? I think the over and under was 2.5.
Yeah, I think 2.5, yeah, I take that 2.5, two, maybe three times. If you go, since you like the Patriots, you'll take over because if they win, she's going to get a lot of camera time.
Yeah. It says, what will be higher, Russell Wilson passing yards or the average price of gas on Monday morning in cents?
Russell Wilson probably have more passing yards.
The average price of gas in cents is what? Probably like 200. It's 180?
The average price of gas, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm just saying for what's down here, 189.
Normally, Georgia lower than the country. So I was going to say like 202 or something like that. Let's say 200 to be even. So it's basically, do you think he's going to get 200 yards pass?
Oh, boy. If he do, Boy, I think Rusty gonna be, if he get 200, he gonna be right at that, no more than 210. So,
yeah,
the price of gas might be higher than his passing yard. I'm gonna go with that.
Let's wrap it up with this last prop bet. Odds to win the Super Bowl MVP. Tom Brady 8-5, Russell Wilson 7-2, Marshawn Lynch 4-1, Rob Gronkowski 9-1, LeGarrette Blount 12-1, Julian Edelman 25-1, Doug Baldwin and Richard Sherman 33-1, Cam Chancellor 33-1, Darrell Revis 33-1, Earl Thomas 40-1.
You know, like going with the underdog Sherman or somebody, I'm going with Rusty. He'll be one of the quarterbacks winning the MVP this year. So I'm going Russell Wilson.
I'm going to counter you. And I say, if you're betting Seattle, I would bet defense. I wouldn't bet anybody on offense. Marshawn Lynch at 4-1, he probably the biggest choice. But if you're betting Seattle, you got to hedge your bet. If it were me, I would pick the field at 25-1 because I think it would be somebody else on Seattle defense. And I'd pick Richard Sherman, too, just because he has a face. If you think Seattle's going to win the game, you got to bet defense on that bet. If you think the Patriots are going to win the game, Tom Brady at 8-5, that's not really good money. I would take Gronkowski at 9-1. But here's my sleeper special, though. LeGarrette Blount at 12-1. I think that's very good value.
That's a real sleeper.
12-1, $10 gets you 120, $500 gets you 6,000, right?
What, $10 get you what now?
120.
Oh, okay. Ooh, boy, you cash in on that one, but that's a real sleeper. I don't think Blount had nearly the game he had last week.
I'll save my thoughts for the preview podcast. I think that's the best value if you believe the Patriots are going to win. Tom Brady's going to be Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, the ball is deflated.
I think that's even more reason he's going to come out with an axe to grind, because I think he's going to try to show people that he can do it without the balls deflated. Now, whether they win or not, that's another podcast. And I just leave it like this for the MVP. If you think Seattle's winning, if it were me, I would bet on a defensive player or several defensive players. If you're thinking New England's going to win, I would either bet Gronkowski or LeGarrette Blount. So let me get you out here on this. What would be some of your favorite prop bets? Like some of the ones that, even whether they real bets or not, just throw out a couple of bets you would like to see.
What I like to see or what they already have in it?
Not what you like to see.
I would like to see a bit like whose shoe come off or what's another one? I know last year they had a good one I like. How many times Peyton Manning say Omaha?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
What else? I can't think of one about the Patriot. We're going to see will Bill Belichick talk to the media or something? I don't know. You know, he's famous for dodging them and being an ass. I'd like to see a prop bet. How many times they talk about Dan Quinn going to the Falcons?
Oh, they won't talk. They'll probably mention it. That actually is a really good prop bet.
Are you mad, bro? How many times you gonna say that?
All right, so this man, DigitalDarren.com, just getting everybody to get ready for Super Bowl with prop bets. Double R, you got any final thoughts?
Looking forward to the Super Bowl and seeing everybody. Digital Darren Show might have a live Super Bowl party February 1st, so stay tuned and be on the lookout for it.
Prop bets, fun times, fun talk. Listen to us, you will win some money. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Check us on our iTunes, Stitcher. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Are you mad, bro?